instead of getting into their PC, what they saw is what we not so affectionately call the blue screen of death.
Welcome to a special edition of Millican for Everyone. I'm Alan Jenkins, producer of the Millican for Everyone podcast, and today we're bringing you a special one-on-one conversation between host Betsy Sikma and IT's Ken Brown, director of cybersecurity and governance. Betsy talked to Ken via Teams as the world grapples with the CrowdStrike outage that affected more than 8.5 million Microsoft devices. Betsy asked Ken about the outage, if and how it affected Millican, and what all of us can expect in the days ahead. And now, here's Betsy and Ken.
Thanks, Alan. And thank you, Ken, for joining me in this sort of unusual setting. Normally, we would be sitting across the room from each other, but today we're looking at each other on Teams. Hi, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ken, let's take a step back. I think we all saw the headlines over the weekend. I don't know about you, but I had plenty of friends who were trying to get either to or from vacation who got stuck in airports. We heard kind of the hubbub around this incident, but start from scratch. What happened?
Yeah, so early Friday morning, U.S. time, Eastern time, a company called CrowdStrike pushed out a routine update to their software, software called CrowdStrike Falcon. CrowdStrike Falcon is a cybersecurity software that protects PCs from malicious software and from malicious activities. But this particular software update, unfortunately, had a very serious programming error in it. And this programming error prevented Microsoft Windows from booting up. So when users went to power up their PCs and boot into Microsoft Windows, instead of getting into their PC, what they saw is what we not so affectionately call the blue screen of death. That is a blue, it's literally a blue screen. It's got a frowny face on it, and it says, your PC had a problem and needs to restart. Well, restarting can fix a lot of problems, but unfortunately, it could not fix this one. So what we were dealing with is, on a global scale, millions of PCs were unable to boot. And it highlights how interconnected we are in today's society, how dependent we are on our digital technology. Digital technology is fantastic. There's so many benefits to it, but there are risks as well. And one of those risks materialized over the weekend, unfortunately.
The blue screen of death. My stomach just dropped when you said that. Who among us hasn't seen the blue screen of death? That's scary. And it's especially scary to think about this happening in a mass wave across the world. We get asked to make updates to our own computers all the time. This just happened to me right before a meeting yesterday. I was 4 minutes late to a meeting because my computer was updating. And so it really seems like, you know, I'm sure it was alarming for people who were just going through their sort of routine processes to experience this. The question I have for you is, did it affect Millican in any way? And are our data and systems at Millican secure?
Yeah, so are our systems and data secure? This incident did not have any kind of impact on our cybersecurity one way or the other. So in fact, to be clear, this was not a cyber attack that caused this. It appears to have just been a mistake. And wow. is it a mistake that should have been caught in testing at CrowdStrike? Perhaps. CrowdStrike in the upcoming days, weeks, and months ahead are going to have some difficult questions to answer. I saw on the news this morning that their CEO has been cordially invited to testify before Congress, and I'm sure he's not looking forward to that. But anyway, this was not the work of a malicious actor, so there's no additional cyber risk to Millican. And thankfully, there was no direct impact to Millican systems and data. We do not use the CrowdStrike product, which triggered this outage. That's not to say that the CrowdStrike product is bad. It's actually a very good product. They are a market leader in their space. But at Millican, we use a product called Defender for Endpoint, which is a Microsoft product. So hopefully we mitigate some of the risk of compatibility issues with Microsoft Windows by using Microsoft products. That's not to say that Microsoft can't push out a bad update. They absolutely can, and they do. But one of the things that our client infrastructure team does in corporate IT to mitigate the risk of these type of updates is they push them out to Millikan in an organized and controlled manner. They push them through what they call the rings of deployment. So for example, every month, Microsoft releases an important update to the Windows operating system. It comes out on the second Tuesday of every month. We call it Patch Tuesday. Well, our client infrastructure team does not push that out on day one. They wait a couple days to watch the news, monitor, see if anything's going on out there. No news is good news. A couple days later, they may feel comfortable pushing it out to a small set of users first, which is typically the support organization within corporate IT. If that goes well, then they'll push it to the next ring of deployment, which would be the entire corporate IT department. And then only after several days of not seeing any impacts, not seeing any type of disruption, would they feel comfortable pushing it out to the entire organization. So, you know, the entire process start to finish takes several days, but it is a way that in corporate IT, we mitigate the risk of this type of mass event.
And it sounds like in IT, you call that the rings of deployment. In marketing, right, we call that the crawl, walk, run approach, right?
Exactly. That's what it is.
That's a Dana Vetter-ism there. Wow. It sounds very dramatic. The blue screen of death, the rings of deployment, and Patch Tuesday. I feel like this is like a Lord of the Rings trilogy in the making. Let's hang on to that idea. So it sounds like we mitigated the risk by, first of all, not being users of the system in this case, but also by having processes that generally would protect some sort of mass event like what we saw on this scale. Is that right?
Yes. We take steps to mitigate risk by pushing out things in a controlled manner and avoiding things that would start up and prevent an operating system from booting up, if we can, that automatically updates. We do have some software and some important updates that carry this kind of risk, like firmware updates or driver updates, or we have some security tools as well that could have this kind of impact, but all of those go through these rings of deployment and are pushed out in a controlled way.
Gotcha. Man, what a botch. I feel bad for the person who's behind this, and certainly thoughts and prayers to the CEO for sure. So shifting gears, let's talk about us. You know, what lessons can we learn from this? It sounds like in some ways companies like us dodged a bullet here. I don't think we want to be dodging bullets on the regular. So what do we take away from this event?
Yeah, I think it highlights the importance of business continuity planning and making sure that we're always prepared for these type of events. Like at Millikan, what would we do in the event of an extended system outage? What many organizations have been doing over the weekend is they had to revert to paper processes, very manual processes, which of course are no fun and they're inefficient and they're inconvenient, but at least the organization wasn't at a standstill and they were able to conduct business while the systems were down. So at Millikan, we can think about, hey, what if Microsoft had an extended outage? We rely on Microsoft for email, for Microsoft Teams, for SharePoint, for OneDrive. Could we continue to operate while there's a Microsoft outage? What if there was a SuccessFactors outage or a Salesforce outage? So by thinking through these things and being prepared, we become more resilient. You know, one of the trends over the last several years has been a move to cloud computing. So that increases the reliance on third-party providers. Lots of benefits to that. Data is now accessible from anywhere at any time. We can stand up systems quickly. We can scale IT very, very quickly. But one of the risks of that is that we are outsourcing a portion of our operational resilience to third parties. So we may not at Millikan be able to prevent a Microsoft outage, but we certainly can prepare for it.
Yeah, so sort of thinking about what elements we could control in the event of a worst case scenario and making sure we've got lines of sight into how we would deal with those. And you know, you said this wasn't a malicious event, but we do hear about malicious events. I'm thinking of I think a ransomware attack at a hospital system I heard about through some of my friends who work in healthcare in Nashville, where they also had to revert to a paper system for many, many weeks. And so sort of regardless of the intent or lack of intent behind an event, sounds like it's a good idea to have a backup plan in place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if the conversations haven't happened amongst our teams, amongst our departments about what we would do in an extended outage, you mentioned ransomware, Betsy. The average duration of a ransomware incident is around 19 days.
Whoa, that's a long time. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
What? So we each as Milliken Associates can be thinking about our own jobs, our teams, our departments. What would we do during those 19 days? What could we do? What alternate processes could we develop to make sure that we can keep things moving during that sort of outage?
Yeah. Wow. That I could see the impact there for sure. So thinking about how an outage like that would affect our relationships with customers, let's flip that. Were any of our customers affected by this? Have we heard reports? And I guess that goes for partners as well. Have we heard anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, the impact has been huge. I mean, 8.5 million PCs were impacted. In corporate IT, we maintain relationships with many peer manufacturing companies for knowledge sharing, for benchmarking, that kind of thing. And I heard from one of my counterparts on Friday, and he said that, oh, they were in the middle of it. He said they were in the middle of, quote unquote, a hot mess.
Oh.
And they're going to be at it for days. So, yeah, you know, fortunately, Milliken wasn't directly impacted. But to your point, I mean, we could see some indirect impacts, as no doubt many of our customers, many of our suppliers and other business partners may be struggling with this incident as we speak.
Wow. Wow. The huge thing. I can't even fathom 8.5 million devices. That's such a huge number. Did I get that number right?
That's right. 8.5 million.
Incredible. Incredible. So, I mean, I guess you don't have a crystal ball, Ken. You probably can't answer this question absolutely, but how long do we expect this global issue to last? And do we need to stay alert for anything in the wake of what's happened?
Yeah, hopefully, thanks to a lot of quick work and smart work by IT teams around the world, I would say the worst part of it is behind us. Certainly the priority was on getting the critical systems up and running first. But in order to fully recover, it's probably going to be several days of effort. And the reason being is with this particular issue, fixing any one computer, not a big deal. It takes about 15 minutes to fix one computer. But a company like Milliken, we have 5,500 computers. So it becomes a very difficult logistical challenge. How do you put your hands on 5,500 individual computers and fix them one by one, 15 minutes at a time? That's what organizations are struggling with. So they're having to prioritize. They're getting their critical systems up and running fast. I believe the worst is over, but you know, there may be implications of this for days and weeks to come, unfortunately.
Oh my goodness, this really sounds like, as you said, a hot mess. But thank goodness we have, it sounds like, the right team in place to help us navigate what's going on now and even future-proof a little bit. Anything else you want to make sure our associates know before we sign off for today? And what can we do to help?
Just continue to stay plugged in, plugged into cybersecurity awareness content, be vigilant when we're checking our email. Updates are a good thing. I know it doesn't feel that way in the event of what happened this past weekend, but certainly keeping our systems up to date mitigates a lot more risk than it causes. So yes, please keep systems up to date. Please stay vigilant and tuned in to our cybersecurity awareness campaigns.
And Ken, if folks want to reach out with a question, what's the best way for them to get in touch? Is it through IT Answers?
It would be. Or also, if you have a cybersecurity question in particular, you can email me and my team at is-security@milliken.com.
All right, folks, you heard it from the expert. is-security@milliken.com. We got it. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Ken, for joining us at the last minute for this special edition of Milliken for Everyone.
Thank you, Betsy and Ken, for making yourselves available to cover this very important topic on short notice. This is a Marketing Shared Services production. Betsy Sikma is your host. I'm your producer, Alan Jenkins. And as Betsy would say,
remember, we can make a positive impact that will last generations, and we'll do it together.